First up, President Obama is on the road talking about some of the ideas from his State of the Union address. Energy, education, the economy, all big parts of Tuesday night's speech.
The President of the United States.
As these speeches usually do, the event began with some political pageantry as the President entered the House chamber to address members of Congress and other officials and guests. The President talked about issues he wants the government to address, like immigration reform. He also offered some proposals on how to create more jobs for Americans and to improve the country's economy. President Obama said the State of the Union is getting stronger, but he believes the nation's biggest challenge is preserving the American dream.
The defining issue of our time is how to keep that promise alive. No challenge is more urgent. No debate is more important. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, while a growing number of Americans barely get by. Or we can restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, and everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.
Traditionally, someone from the political party the president doesn't belong to delivers an official response to the State of the Union address. Last night's Republican response came from Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. He said the president's economic policies haven't made things better.
The president did not cause the economic and fiscal crises that continue in America tonight, but he was elected on a promise to fix them, and he cannot claim that the last 3 years have made things anything but worse. The percentage of Americans with a job is at the lowest in decades. 1 in 5 men of prime working age and nearly half of all persons under 30 did not go to work today.
In their speeches, President Obama and Governor Daniels talked about the disagreements between Democrats and Republicans over some issues, but members of both parties came together to support one person, Representative Gabrielle Giffords. That's who the president is hugging here before his speech. Giffords has been recovering from a severe injury after she was shot in the head during an attack last year. Yesterday, she formally resigned from Congress to focus more on her recovery. The ceremony was an emotional one as Giffords' colleagues praised the Arizona representative, several of them calling her an inspiration.
Today's shout out goes out to Mr. Haston's World History classes at Big Bear Middle School in Big Bear Lake, California. What country, part of the Horn of Africa, is highlighted on this map? You know what to do. Is it Djibouti, Kenya, Somalia, or Sudan? You've got 3 seconds. Go. This is Somalia, which is located between the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Aden. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
The two aid workers we mentioned at the start of today's show were being held inside a compound in Somalia. During an overnight raid on Tuesday, U.S. Special Operations Forces fought their way into the compound and rescued the aid workers. Jessica Buchanan, an American, and Paul Tisted from Denmark were kidnapped back in October. They were checked out by U.S. military doctors. Officials say both are unharmed. The 9 gunmen who were holding them hostage were killed in the raid. None of the U.S. Special Forces team was injured. Part of the team was from the same Navy SEAL unit that killed Osama bin Laden last year, although officials didn't say if any individuals were involved in both assaults. Moving a little north from Somalia to Egypt now, there's a spot in the capital city of Cairo called Tahrir Square. Last January, most of you had probably never heard of it, but then it became a rallying point for protesters who were speaking out against Egypt's government. Those protests started 1 year ago Wednesday. They launched a revolution that forced longtime leader Hosni Mubarak out of power. People gathered in Tahrir Square again this week. Some of them were celebrating the anniversary of the uprising. Others were calling for more change. Ben Wiedemann reports on what could lie ahead for the North African nation.